Okay, there we go.
So you'll wake me up. I'll wake you up at 6:30.
Scratch that. I know. This is a... Well, I don't know. I suppose in a sense we've been talking about some of these things, Anson, but I was just wondering if there was any one particular thing or area of discussion or event that you felt Henry was particularly reluctant to elucidate on or considered his great weakness personally, or if Henry is as thick-skinned as he really seems, or, you know, what you think about that.
I have a feeling that Henry is very much aware of his characteristic that I've already identified in terms of not quite being able to accept success. I think that bothers him a lot. Also, one of the things that bothered him an awful lot was his temper. And I know that, you know, he would flare up and it was just like that, and it was over. And he would be so despondent about it that, you know, that he had this an uncontrollable temper and he would really hurt people. And I think that somehow the two are connected. I think somehow the not having the control that he wanted to have himself. And I think it includes probably the discipline. Because Henry's output has, I think, been fairly small. And I'm not particularly sure all the time that it was because of his obligations at IU, his teaching obligations.
Yeah, I mean, there were others who found a way.
Right.
To produce a lot more.
And I think he's very frustrated with that about himself. I think his great sorrow, or that he really, and something I think he's, I don't know if he's bitter about it, but that he's never really, you know, been put on the map, that he's never made it, had been called great along with, you know, the other masters.
The greats and ingrates of photography.
Right.
Yeah.
He says he's never solicited a show in his life. Which I think it's probably true. You know.
One of the problems, right?
That's one of the problems. He's a very difficult person to deal with. He's a very difficult person to promote.
Yeah.
He wants it, but he doesn't want it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Howard, did you have any other thing?
I wanted to back up to the images for a minute.
Speak up a little here, I think.
Okay. With the images, a lot of them, you know, carry the date 1949-1972,
uh-huh.
Some such thing as that. And there's a suggestion by that to me that there was sort of a start in, you know, a 20-year time lag. Then he picked it up again. If he produced some of these things as finished pieces in 1949 and then sort of went back to them, you know, later as a theme, or do they just sort of a start that was, you know, left to percolate?
No, I don't think he ever thought of it that way, as a start and finished later. I think that the dating refers to the fact that, you know, you've got I mean, it's never really a pragmatic predicament. You've got an image, most of the raw material for his doctrines are really images that were made perhaps in 1948. And so he just sees that as a much truer dating of the thing. That is, part of it was made in 48 because that's the motif was generated then. But he made the dot print in 1972 or 73.
Oh, it's like print and negative.
That's right.
Essentially.
So, and he, I mean, he also has a sense of the continuity of his work. Again, that he's working on many, many variations. So it doesn't mean a start and a finish at all. Or an idea that comes to completion.
Like a print, from your knowledge of his work, would we find something like Giant, which I think was 1949?
Yeah, Giant's really the first figurative Kayrosir refraction print that he did.
Okay, now was that done as sort of a separate, initial thing that he did in 49, like would have shown in 49 or 50 that he showed somewhere. And then there were just various variations through the years, or was it something more like, he did it and then it went in the box and then 20 years later he picked it up and started to make dye transfers from it?
No, he did it and would have shown it and probably, and he kept going back to it.
Okay.
Mother and Son is just his favorite motif. He goes back to that, or continues with that more often than anything else. But he's very, very playful in his entire process. I mean, to watch him print is a rather interesting experience because he's... Henry is not at all precious. And, he's just curious. He says, what happens if I do this? And he'll pull out a mat that he made 20 years ago. Just kind of for no particular reason other than it's there, and he pulls it out. Is that
Andrew?
Okay, well, tune in next year and see if the book gets done.
Sure.